It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Well, some sad news. The fastest woman on four wheels, Jessie Combs, has passed away while trying to top her own land speed record. She was only 39 years old, and we have the 911 phone call after the fatal crash.
The jet car that we've got crashed, and the pilot is fatally injured.
Oh, this is so sad. It was a horrific accident in the desert in Oregon, which is where I used to live, not in the desert, but
wait, there's a desert in Oregon? I feel like everything's like all wet and rainy.
Yeah, there are parts of it. She was driving a 52,000 horsepower jet car when she passed away. She was called the fastest woman on four wheels after setting a 398 mile per hour record in 2013 in her North American Supersonic Speed Challenger. She was just an amazing woman. I guess on the bright side, she passed doing what she loved.
I was just going to say, dying obviously sucks, but like, I think if you can go out the way you want to go out, like, I imagine she's like, that was her favorite thing to do, her passion. If that's how you're going to go, I mean,
amen.
There you go.
Absolutely. Well, switching gears here, Ghostbusters returning to theaters for the 35th anniversary. Yes, tickets are on sale for the 35th anniversary presentation of Ghostbusters on October 6th. And there's going to be more than 600 theaters participating, so make sure to check it out. But you get to see the original, the OG Ghostbusters on the big screen, with Slimer, the whole crew. I mean, Ghostbusters, like, if you're an 80s baby like I am, it was like you grew up with Ghostbusters.
This is like one of the best soundtrack songs of all time.
It is. Right here. You can't beat it.
Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters!
Yes! Oh, man, so cool. Well, in Toronto, the Joe Bros were forced to end their concert early due to unforeseen technical difficulties. They didn't get to perform their encore of Burn It Up or Sucker. The crowd, upset, they kind of started singing their own version. The boys here are revealing that, hey, things happen, but they do still like to drink and have lots of fun on the road 24/7.
We have a kind of a collection of tequilas on the road that we pick from.
How we still have a show to do after,
yeah.
Like, we have, like, seven more songs after
bar.
That.
That we travel with, that we build every night in our
part of the show.
It's part of our show.
And they have a bar on the stage, so if things go wrong, they try to just keep going.
Now I kind of want to go to the show.
Exactly. It's always a fun time. Those guys are just living their best lives. Well, Judge Mathis, not living his best life. He had an altercation with a valet. This dude is claiming that the judge spit on him. Mathis adamantly denying it, saying, hey, this valet kept my car for 40 minutes and was running errands. It was a Rolls Royce. And here's a little of Mathis talking about it.
Yeah, it was a 40-minute wait. And when he came, yes, I yelled at him and asked, why would he take my car for 40 minutes or the keys to my car? And he began to apologize. And then he said something I think of, I went to the store, or something that was more ridiculous than the apology.
Now, this is the crazy part. The valet who claims that he spit on him. Now, Mathis says, I didn't spit in his face. He launched some saliva on his shirt.
All right, we've all been there where it's like, oh, sorry about that. It's like,
ploop. Is that not the same thing as spitting on someone?
I don't think so.
If you term it launched saliva at someone.
I think it's different if he just was talking. You ever had somebody like, okay, dude, like back up. You have like a lot of saliva coming out. A spit's a spit. If you're spitting on someone, like that's different.
Well, we shall see what went down, but that's kind of funny.
All right.
Would he be the judge in his own case?
I don't know. It's like, I now preside over this. I guess I'm going to find you guilty. That is the garbage here on Radio Now.